Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. We are so pleased to have you here and joining me today at our appointed time with our appointment with God, by whatever name you call him or her. Thank you for joining us. Thank you very much. This is the 17th day that we have been reading sections from the book that I wrote, Uniquely Created, Divinely Inspired You. For those of you who like to read along, I try to blog in on the side the passage that we're doing, and today's I did do that, so you should be able to go to Uniquely Day 17 and read with me. For those of you who prefer to listen, that's okay. And for those of you who would like to have the book in your hand, there are basically two ways that you can accomplish that. One involves the passage of some money, and that would be to go to on the side of our profile picture, and you'll see my books. And if you hit that button, you'll get a book that has a little bindy thing, kind of like a spiral except a little nicer. And it's a book that you can flip through and you can leave open to your passage. In fact, that's what I do every day. I move right on to the next one. I leave it open there as a reminder. That costs some money. It's not necessary for you to spend any money for this message. All you need to do is send me an email at my email address, mkwlawfirm@aol.com. And I'll send you a book. You can hold it in your hand, but it won't have the spiral because I can't send the spiral through the email because I'll send you an e-copy. This is not about my selling books. I'm trying to talk to you a little bit about preferences that each one of you might have. Because this is about spreading a message. It's about spreading a message of love and that you are okay. So let us join together for just a minute now, and I'd like us to say, I am enough. All of us out loud, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. The wonderful, wonderful magic of the power of three. Reminding yourself at the beginning of each day, not just these days when we've come together, each day, I am enough. Wow. And then believing it, my friends, believing it. Crucial, crucial component. In the 17 days or so that we've been doing these, we've talked variously about setting an atmosphere for your meditation, and everyone does it differently. Some people like to visualize things. Some people like to actually have a space. When we were talking on Sunday on the program with Bob, he suggested having a sacred space. And he described his sacred space. I also have a sacred space. And that space is used to be just a room that I called my prayer room. There was a time when I gave myself permission to unite with the universe in deep meditative practice for hours. In fact, I read a book, someone talked about it. It may have been in one of those Conversation with God books where God was saying, you know, there's some people when they get connected, they just don't want to let go. That was me, folks. I wanted to hang on, you know. And the thing is, you also have to do in life. You have to provide for yourself, you know. That's not to say that I don't believe that miracles will happen if you believe that God is going to take care of you. The thing is, you need to then open your eyes to those miracles and see them. And that's really about our passage today. But I have this prayer room where I have a fountain. And before I broke my hip 10 weeks ago, I had this great little table that was like an altar, and it carried the things that are special and valuable to me. And I can't define those for you. Your sacred may be different than my sacred. But I do encourage you to find a place that you can go to where you will be alone and you can connect with God for as long or as short as you want to. Remember, love. That's the word I like to use for God. Love is three deep breaths away and always right beside you. I wrote back in August a blog for my main web blogging place where we do written blogs, a blog about the value of each one of us. You know, that if you have 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 going to infinity, and that's the title, which one is more important? They're all important. And I posted that recently, too. I recognize that this is not a place where people go to read as much as it is a place that people come to listen. But I wanted to share those thoughts because as we're starting to work on believing that you are enough and saying those words out loud every time you question whether you're enough, we're starting to work on developing a pattern in your life of peace and happiness. A pattern where you could take three deep breaths and connect with love no matter where you are. And in doing that, reaffirm your value. So when we talk about sacred places, we are not talking about exclusive places. We're talking about a place that you can go to where you will feel comfortable. When you have time to go there. A place where you don't have to go through some of the rigmarole. You just automatically straighten up those chakras and you're ready to move. That's what we're talking about. And I encourage you to have a sacred space. When Bob and I did the program on Sunday, he and I talked about the idea that dissatisfaction with yourself, feeling unhappy. Those things don't happen during those moments you're in the light. And what you want to be able to move toward is coming to a place where you don't have to go there. But like I shared with the story of Yogananda, every month when the bills came in, for a little bit of time, he wept and cried out of fear of how he was going to pay these mammoth bills that were coming in associated with the Self-Realization Fellowship, and God took care of it. So being able to meditate and being able to connect and believing you are enough does not mean that you will completely get rid of the struggles of this human form. After all, we're just human. And the human component is the fear. So when we prepare for meditation, we deal first with the fear part. As we bring the air up through our body and begin igniting our chakras like a starting signal going off, the base one, the bottom one, the sacral chakra, is fear. It's the bottom. It's the foundation for part of the human experience, learning to set aside fear and believe I am enough and believe there is enough and believe I am valued. So it's no accident that at the base of the human chakra system is fear. That's the situs of where our fear comes from, and that's what we drive back into the earth as we breathe out. And that is what we lighten up and inspire with our other chakras as we move up with our breaths, breathing through our nose always. But we light up. We begin to light up. And I think I just called the chakra the wrong thing. I always hate this. As soon as I said it, I made a mistake. My apologies. Because the sacral chakra is the situs of creativity. The base chakra is exactly that, the base chakra. Wow. So now, when you move up from the base chakra, that situs of fear, you're going to come into an orange zone, the sacral chakra. The sex chakra, my friends, use that word. Think about it as creativity. It is the creativity of children, of life, of high-tech thinking, of all of the cutting-edge parts of your life right there. Have that pulsate. Have that orange color start lighting up with your breath. Then you move up to the solar plexus chakra, the stomach chakra. The stomach chakra is yellow. And that chakra is the situs of healing. My friends, we don't do enough of that with ourselves. We believe that to doctors and to healers and to heightened sixth sensors who say that they can do it. You can do it. As you're breathing through your chakras and as you're meditating, you want to feel that healing yellow energy coursing through your blood, wiping away blockages, cleaning the arteries, getting rid of the, what is it called, nerve, something to do with your legs hurting and the nerve endings dying. Light those energies up. Awaken the nerve ends. Send the pain away and believe you are whole and healthy. As you need to be to accomplish what you have decided to accomplish in this life. We have some masterful teachers out there, my friends. And their teaching comes from how they deal with the frailties of the human body. So perfect health is not always in the picture. Everyone decides for themselves what they're going to be. Excuse me. The next is the heart. The heart is the situs of love. Fling back your shoulders. Feel that green energy of love expanding out through your heart. You move there to the throat chakra. I always say the throat chakra, which is blue, is the place of our doing, our actions. And people say, well, wait a minute. That's where we talk. Well, it is. Do you talk love or do you talk trash? My philosophy is if you can talk trash, if you can talk about capping someone, if you can talk about hurting someone deeply, those are things that you have given yourself permission to do. Your throat chakra is a vibrant blue and it is a place where your words of love come out. It is a place where your conduct showing love comes out. Communication is in many different ways. It is a place where your gentle spirit comes out. We move through that and we come up to the brow chakra, the mystical third eye. That is a deep, deep lilac, or excuse me, purple color, violet is the word. You can tell I failed Crayola, huh? And as you're there in this violet zone, you need to imagine what you desire for yourself. But desire it in affirmative terms, believing in now, not in something that if I work hard and if I do this and if I do that, believe in all you can be and believe the universe is there to help you achieve those goals. Love will make it happen. And then you come to the crown chakra, and the crown chakra is an iridescent color at the top of your head. It's the source of your connection with the universe, and it just glistens, and your body opens up for the energy from love, from the energy of the one as you join together. Now, with that said, you have an atmosphere going. Whatever you need to do in your mind, whether it's visualizing or actually physically being in it, do you see yourself by the ocean with palm trees and beautiful white sand? See yourself surrounded by those you love. You need to also breathe. And in the breathing, we take long breaths from the feet, going up through the body, igniting the chakras, and then we blow them out. And we encourage you to blow them out as you drive the negativity back into the earth from whence it came, saying, Aum. Aum. Or Amen. Whatever feels comfortable for you. As Mahatma Gandhi says, there are many ways to the light. Embrace one and follow in those footsteps, remembering to love others. There are many ways to the light. Mahatma Gandhi said that, and he's right. And Mara said, embrace one and follow it. This is about love. We are on the radio today talking about love, treating others with respect, saying kind words, basic interchanging of negative habits, of judgment, of trying to prove that we are enough by showing others are not enough with negative words and deeds. You are now a part of a revolution of thinkers who are here to show that love should have its day. All we are saying is give love a chance. As our revolution ripples around the world, just as our energy ripples around the world in these morning programs, we will see change. People's eyes will soften to one another. All we are saying is give peace a chance. All we are saying is give love a chance. So before we start our breathing today, I would like for you to each reach out with your right arm. And as you do so, you are either going to be reaching east or west. There are people who listen to this program all around the world and all day long. But you're going to be reaching out, and I want you to feel the energy of the fellow listeners who are here with you right now, who are joining with you in a love pledge, in a love meditation, and remembering that as we have our arms go around, circling the globe, coming back, and you now extend your left arm, and we are completely encircling this planet. We are covering the longitude and the latitude with love, with the energy of our thinking, and we are that powerful. Together, I can feel you. I feel your numbers growing. And as we reach out, let us start first, before we breathe, so we invite this energy into ourselves with an expectation that we will love both the lovable and the unlovable. It is easy to love the lovable. The challenge is in loving those who put up obstacles. And those obstacles are lessons for us in teaching us to reach beyond ourselves, to reach beyond our judgments, to believe we are enough, and to recognize in that other person a frail human spirit that needs to be bolstered, to see the light, to see their light, and remember, we are of the body, and the body is one. Now, taking your deep breaths, my friends, we're going to pull the air once again, imagining them coming from the soles of your feet. Once again, we're going to pull them up. We're going to take them through the chakras, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, lilac, moving up, 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 up through the crown chakra, and then we're going to blow out with a strong om. Om. Now let's breathe again. One more time. For those who prefer amen, breathing one final time. Amen. Love, creator of all things, master of the universe, divine mother, known by many names, but exemplified in one term, love. We come together today to listen to a reading of a book that you inspired. Guide my words as I read the book so that it touches a chord in the heartstring of our listeners, so that it gives us courage and strength to lead in love. Perhaps one of the most difficult challenges in life, to lead in love. Help us keep our minds as clear as they can be, and when they are not, help us gently take the extraneous thoughts and set them over to the side, saying, and I'm leaving that to love. All of the problems that invade in our meditation, we are leaving to love. All of the unloving thoughts, we are leaving to love. All of the buts, we are leaving to love. The passage is, quietly approach the Divine One each day. Quiet your heart and mind. Listen to the words in the silence of your mind. The Divine One speaks to you and listens. Ask, a response will be given. Phrase your request in positive terms. Do not want, you will receive wanting. Ask for help, ask for now. Ask for the wisdom and courage to handle life. It will be reawakened within you, and you will remember. All of the tools are inside of us, my friends. Each and every one of us came equipped with what it takes to meet life's challenges that we face, that we invite into our lives. When I said the other day that I had not listened to the Wayne Dyer series, but I knew that Wayne Dyer is a remarkable spokesman for men, I wasn't in any way intending to insult Wayne Dyer. I have the tools inside of me that just intuitively tell me what I know to be the truth. And you have the tools inside of you that tell you what you need to know to be the truth. We love to invite you to join us in celebrating love in yourself. But you don't have to come to this meeting with God. You don't have to read a book. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to do a thing. There is no confessional necessary. God knows you as surely as a rose knows every thorn on its stem, every leaf and every blossom. God knows you and treasures you. You are enough, my friends. This morning we're going to be listening to some music that's not going to take us all the way to the end. I know many times that I'll put something on as the final segment of our radio program. I'm going to take the chance today and keep talking a little bit and after the music, because I would like us to breathe through this. This music is by Clouds and Rain. It's called Wind and Sea. I think that you will enjoy it, but I would really love to hear from you. Remembering that it's only 3 minutes, it's just a piece of music. And the thing about meditation is, unless it's necessary for you, it doesn't have to be a dirge. It can have excitement to it. Wind and Rain by Cloud, excuse me, Wind and Sea by Clouds and Rain. Going to stop the music today. We seem to have such music issues at times. That's not supposed to sound like a staggered start, but you know, since there are no accidents in God's world, it leaves me wondering if maybe it's supposed to do that today, because one of our listeners, or maybe me, are facing a struggle that makes us start and stop our day over and over again. But it isn't smooth and gentle and floating, but instead is very energized and going up and down and jarring. And let's work on getting some skills together right now to deal with the unexpected, to be moving slowly inside ourselves. Do not allow ourselves to be pulled out into the chaos, but instead to lead with love. And in doing that, let's try a little bit of Anahata's floating meeting as we close, because it will take us through the end. In fact, it would go far beyond if I let it. Let me say to you, I send you love. I ask and invite love to embrace all of you. I send my energy to join your meditations, and I hold you close in my heart. Namaste, my friends. Peace be with you until Thursday. That tells me that there's something wrong with our radio program in terms of the audios with regard to music, and so we're just not going to do that. Instead, we're going to go out together on this program, and we're going to do that by my working with each of you as you're remembering you are enough, as you're thinking of this manifestation meditation, as you are believing that you are enough. And I'd like you to think, I am enough. Quietly, Namaste, my friends. May peace enfold you as you are remembering I am enough and breathing deeply. Until Thursday.